This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you guys like pasta? I like pasta. Italian food used to be my favorite food, but I just like anything. I mean, you cook a steak, right? I don't care if I'm in a French restaurant, I'm in an Italian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant. I mean, just, you know, cook the meat, right? You'll be my favorite food. The problem is if you're diabetic, and we have a lot of people out there diabetic. And so you're told you can't eat pasta. You're told you can't eat rice. You can't eat potatoes. But some of you actually may be able to, based on this new study. Now, this is interesting. And I remember hearing about it, but we didn't really, you know, talk much about it or understand the science. But if you take your pasta after you cook it, you cool it down, and then you reheat it, this pasta may not have as high a glycemic index as the freshly made pasta. So cooled and reheated starches may be better for diabetics than freshly made. That's according to a study. Now, this has been reported by the express.co.uk. Apparently, University of Surrey's Dr. Denise Robertson, and there's a TV doctor over there called Chris Van Tulken, or Tulken. They said eating cold or reheated pasta could help reduce the rise of blood glucose levels. And they say it's because when starch is cooked in water and then cooled, it changes shape. The new structure is resistant to enzymes in the body, so it can't be digested, hence being known as resistant starch. So when regular starch becomes resistant starch, most of the sugars it contains are not going to be released in the gut, so won't get into the bloodstream, and then the higher sugar won't be able to affect the body as much. Now, what they did is they actually said that you'll take in fewer calories from the same food even. All right, if it's a starchy food. Now, I love leftovers. I've always loved the leftovers. And the family members that don't like leftovers seem to have weight issues. The family members who do like leftovers don't seem to have as many weight issues. And so I think there is something to that. Now, your blood sugar will still spike with pasta. So there's no doubt about that, but it won't spike as high. So there's four different kinds of resistant starch. Okay, the first type is where it's physically inaccessible. They're non-digestible. So that's going to be your grains and your seeds. They're either whole or partially milled grains or seeds, they say. Okay, and so we get that. There's not really a lot of, you know, sucrose or fructose in them. I get it. Then you have the second type of resistant starch, which are tightly packed ungelatinized starch granules. Now, those we see in high amylose cornstarch, green bananas, and raw potato starch. Now, some of you will say, okay, I don't get this. Well, let's look at green bananas. The less ripe a banana is, the more starchy. Then it changes and it becomes softer, right? Well, when it becomes softer, your body senses that and can digest it better. So a green banana or plantain or whatever is going to be harder to digest than a soft, yellow, squishy banana. So eat them when they're more firm. Then you have the third step, which is the retrograded starch. That's the cooled gelatinized starch. That's where you cook it, then you cool it. And that could be with potato, rice, whatever, pasta. And then you have the chemically modified starch where they will etherize it or esterify it, add extra bonds, and we'll see this in processed foods. So, you know, fiber is a sort of carbohydrate where it fills you up, doesn't get digested as much, and may stay in the gut. The food that stays in the gut, as long as you get your nutritional component, there's not a lot of nutrition in pasta unless it's fortified with vitamins. You know, usually a lot of these carbs don't have a lot of nutrition in them. So it's not as important for them to, you know, be all completely absorbed. With your vegetables, the vitamins will get absorbed, but then the starchy stalk of the celery and of the broccoli and asparagus and stuff, that may stay more in the gut. So which foods have resistant starches? Well, because the more resistant the starch and the less sugar load you have from that carbohydrate, and then you appear to have more insulin sensitivity. It's pretty cool. So legumes, oats, bananas that aren't ripe yet or green bananas, whole grains, cooled and cooked rice and potatoes. And I have this information on my website if you want to take a look. Raw potato starch apparently seems to have that more. Lentils, I'm not a big lentil eater. But, you know, a lot of us have sugar issues or we're pre-diabetic and we like our pasta. Well, maybe what we need to do is when we cook it, just eat a little baby bit and then save it for tomorrow or the next day. You know, we have found that people that pre-cook their meals, throw them in little Tupperware containers in the fridge and have them laid out for the week. I mean, it's kind of hard because some food isn't fresh a few days later. But for those of you that actually cook your food and then set it aside for later in the week, you seem to lose weight. And so one is, well, it's because you're not eating out, you're not eating processed food. Two is, it's because maybe you're setting up your portions. But nobody ever thought that maybe it's the issue because we're cooling it down and then reheating it. And that changes the component of the starch. Now, it's not my favorite theory because, you know, when you look back to caveman days, they were skinnier, you know, but then again, they were really eating a lot of starches. You know, they were eating a lot of carbohydrates and vegetables, etc. They didn't have a lot of starches. Most of their sugar came from milk. So, you know, if we do have a diet that's not really, native to our bodies because it's foreign, maybe we do have to make some alterations. So, you know, reheat it. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You guys know I love football. I love football. The Buccaneers had a chance to, you know, come back yesterday with the Steelers. I thought they, you know, messed up miserably with their three interceptions. But seeing them make a comeback to me is exciting as heck. We're seeing a lot of teams this year. The Bills, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, the Vikings had looked so phenomenal the week before, and I'm not sure what happened. I'm a huge fan of the Vikings as well. My team is the Cowboys, so I have to, you know, give that disclaimer out, right? But I love football. And Brent writes, which is kind of interesting, your husband's a lucky man. He writes, my wife refuses to watch football. She also refuses to let me have a man cave. What's the deal with women in football? And this isn't the first time I've been asked, and I don't like to speak for, you know, my co-species, subspecies, because I think a lot of women out there like football. But, you know, if you are in a relationship where your lady is not into football, there could be a few reasons for it. Okay? And I love football, so I'm not saying this is me. But one thing that I think does confuse some people out there, and this doesn't have to be females, it could be anybody, is it's a lot of hours. You watching one game, that takes 3 hours of your day. And on Sunday, since I like watching a lot of teams, I could lose the whole day. Football starts 10 a.m. my time, Pacific time, so that's 1 p.m. Eastern. So from 10 a.m. to 8:30, 9 p.m., football is on in my house. That is 11 hours. Now, for someone like my mom or other people out there, they're probably like, okay, that is just wasting. You know how much you could get done? You could get cleaning done. You could get a lot of things done. But an issue that we have with football is you can't multitask. You don't want to miss the play. And there's been some, you know, last thing I want to do is miss a pick six. I want to watch that stuff. And so I can't be cleaning while watching football. I can't be doing other things. And so a lot of us, you know, people that like to multitask, that may be difficult. You not being able to have a man cave, that's what I want to capitalize on. Guys, if you want to have a man cave, you should be able to. I think man caves are very, very important. I think people need their own space. I just do. You know? Now, not everybody could afford their own bathroom, could afford a home that has multiple bedrooms. But having a man space, even if it's a corner of the house, or female space, or whatever, I think is important. And a lot of times, what dad wants seems to get kind of pushed to the back burner. And I get that. That happens in my house, too. You know, I mean, I like to think that I'm very accommodating, whatever daddy wants, he gets. But no, I don't think so. If he took up a whole room, I would start putting my stuff in there. Trust me, I like man caves. I want a man cave. But if there's a room of the house, I'm going to start to put things in there. I'll put a guest in there. And it won't be a man cave. And so I think, you know, for those of you where things like that are important and it helps you keep your sanity, you really need to sit there and, you know, have that one-on-one with your partner on, you know, look, this is something I want. I want you to get something that you want. Is there something you want? Because this is important to me. Why do you want a man cave? Because you don't want to be around me? No, it's just I like to fart, and then you don't have to breathe it in. Oh, okay. Honestly, that's what you say. I know the man cave isn't for that. I know the man cave so you get left alone, you don't get nagged, and you don't get whatever. But you can't tell her that. So tell her it's because you need a place where you can fart, and you don't have to worry about somebody breathing it in. Well, then why don't we call it a fart room? Well, because that doesn't sound cool. Can we please call it a man cave? I'm embarrassed by that. Well, if you didn't eat so much crap food, I know. But please, can I have my own space? So nobody has to breathe in. I'll clean it. You don't have to clean it. Anyway, that could work. Now, some of you have reached out to me. You're on the dating, you know, you're out there dating, and you're having some issues. And I wrote an article this weekend, or last weekend, on how actually people who are into football, and this can maybe help with your partner, people into football may actually be more successful lovers. And I know the average person doesn't believe me on this, but just, you know, bear with me on this one, okay? Those of us that are into football, I really think we're at an advantage when it comes to relationships. And maybe it's because when things go sour, like, you know, if things are going bad, I'll just watch the football. And I always feel better after watching football. You know, we know how to get sidelined. We're used to getting sidelined. Then we wait for a signal to get back on the field. We kind of instinctively suit up right before the play. Right? You know, we get our gear on, and maybe psychologically we suit up so we don't seem to get as hurt as much. And, you know, we're more prepared for the blows. I think those of us in football or who love football are better relationships. So why? Well, one is we know the field. We will, right, survey the field, whether it's dating, whether it's in your marriage, whatever, and we will assess the field. Okay? We don't want to be too close to the end zone. We definitely don't want to be close to the red zone, right, during certain times of the month, right? And we know and we respect the yardage. If we have to have an encounter or a date, we'll start the line of scrimmage, but we will respect the neutral zone. That neutral zone is the area, little area there, where you're not supposed to, if you have an infraction of that space, if you go into that space, there could be a penalty. So we allow there to be a neutral zone. Even with dating, you need to have that little space. Don't get all up close, right? On your first or second date, don't get right there into, give them that space. Let them advance. There's a time and a place. Yes, our goal is to get to the end zone. We may be in the neutral zone going, okay, this is ridiculous. But the best quarterbacks, the best players, the best daters out there use finesse, use strategy, and know how to work some opportunities to get to the end zone. Those of us with football experience, we get that. So, don't worry, I broke this all down for you. Okay, you have a lot of pictures. You want a good drive. Having a good drive will get you a long way. You don't necessarily have to make a touchdown that first down. You don't have to. But if you have a good drive, you get closer to where you want to be, but you got to be patient. Some of the best drives, some of the best winning teams, right, took almost a whole quarter on a drive. But boy, was it successful. So, you know, be patient. Now, also, we study our competition. Okay? There may be other people out there. If you're dating and you're out there and there and, you know, your partner's on Tinder and all that other stuff, okay, you may have to block some people. Some people are going to try to block you. All right? So you need to know your routes. All right? You need to know, and I'm not saying, you know, follow her to work or whatever, but you need to keep your, what's very interesting with football is these players get these routes where they're told to go in a certain, and I put some pictures up there so you guys could see what those are, but they are trained to do a route. They know exactly what route to do, and they don't sway from that. Okay? There could be all this other stuff going on. As long as you know your route, and you're like, you know what? I'm not gonna take advantage of her. I'm not gonna get her drunk. I know exactly what I need to do. Take her to dinner, talk to her, let her call me, stay on that route. Make sense? Okay, now we fumble. A lot of us will fumble. So in football, if you don't hold a ball tight, you hold it loosely, in dating circles, you're sitting there on the phone, you're looking at other women, you're gonna fumble. And somebody else will very easily grab the ball, run with it, take advantage of your yardage. If you hold the ball too tight, it could squeeze out. It could be easily forced out with a fall. So you need to know how to cradle it. You got to cradle that ball. Some of the best receptions have been the cradling, the warmth, the protection of the ball. You also need to rely on others during a fumble. If you do incur a fumble, you are going to need other people to have your back. All right, so make sure when you're in a relationship to not blow off the other players. Okay, you need them. Always be prepared for an interception. Somebody may be there wanting your date, watching you, waiting for you to mess up. Maybe it's a buddy she went to school with that's been in the friend zone. All right, careful, because he's going to want to take advantage of the yardage. And then when you do get to the red zone or those last 20 yards, all right, you got to adapt. If you're too aggressive, you can fail miserably. If you're too soft, again, you could fumble, have an interception, you could even injure yourself. So, the dating scene is a lot like a football game. You might have to scramble, you may face a blitz, but the key is, okay, to do the right thing, and hopefully get a fresh set of new downs. Did I explain that well? Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOG-DOLLY.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump addressed the United Nations General Assembly. The president spoke for just about an hour, and one of the things he discussed was OPEC and the OPEC nations ripping off the United States and other countries.
OPEC and OPEC nations are, as usual, ripping off the rest of the world, and I don't like it. We defend many of these nations for nothing, and then they take advantage of us by giving us high oil prices. Not good. We want them to stop raising prices. We want them to start lowering prices. And they must contribute substantially to military protection from now on.
New stats from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that consumers spend more money on their taxes than they do food and clothing combined. The average person spends close to $17,000 on taxes, while only $9,500 on food and clothing. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Children's Hospital in Colorado is no longer going to identify patients as a male or female on their hospital wristbands. The Aurora Hospital announced last week that it has removed gender identification from wristbands, labels, and prescriptions. Now, I don't really remember prescriptions having those. Again, everything seems to be electronic these days, so maybe it'll say 56-year-old female or 14-year-old male. Maybe they're doing that, and I'll tell you why that might have originally been on there. But the hospital wrote on Twitter and its Facebook page, so obviously they're doing this for PR. We want everyone who walks through our doors to feel comfortable and at home. Now, apparently, people are leaving some angry messages bashing the hospital for the change. So they wrote, according to Children's Colorado, we've removed gender markers from patient wristbands and more. See how else we support our hashtag transgender, hashtag non-binary patients at our hospital. Hashtag trans health, hashtag LGBT health. They say the move dovetails with the hospital's work through its True Center for Gender Diversity, created last year. The center works with transgender youth and their families, a place where they can receive medical help such as puberty blocking or hormone treatments. They also have access to a psychologist and other resources. The center has about 800 patients. They say it's not uncommon in a program to have families move from areas of Colorado that they perceive would be less welcoming and move into the Denver metro area where they feel there will be more support. That's according to Daniel Reardon, one of the physicians whose work with transgender youth gave rise to the center. They say the idea to remove gender labels from wristbands sprang from the work of their gender diversity task force. They see more and more patients who have diverse gender identities. Apparently, they work with transgender and gender fluid children. That's a term now, being gender fluid. I think that's true of programs all across the United States. So, in medicine, my job is not to be politically correct. My job is to take care of you. You come first. I don't give a damn if there's a Republican in office, if there's a Democrat in office, if there's a hashtag movement. It is about you. And if I see you, and you are a patient, and you identify yourself as a female, and you have, let's say, undescended testes, and I am not aware that you are male, those undescended testes could put you at risk for cancer, testicular cancer. I need to know what body parts you have. If you are an adult who identifies as a male, and, you know, does not want to undress, you know, wants refills of things, whatever, I need to know if you have ovaries or not. Because if you start having abdominal bloating and pain or other issues, I need to know that you have ovaries. Now, they say that a patient's gender will be in the medical records and will be along with other pertinent information, such as their name and date of birth. And the hospital did take into account if patient safety would be compromised by leaving the information off the wristbands. They conclude that it would not. Dr. Nockoff, N-O-K-O-F-F, a pediatrician at the hospital, says we didn't feel there was any reason why that had to be publicly displayed on a wristband or sticker. So they do have a point in terms of, well, if I am going to give Jane Doe a medication, I better know who Jane Doe is. I don't necessarily have to read the wristband and know it's a female or male. I should have already studied the chart. And if somebody is going to give a medication to somebody, the nurses are going to then have to stop saying it's that little girl in room two. Because if the person is not going to be, you know, identified as a girl, it'll have to be then the little kid in room two. So, you see, we are starting to move towards no boy or girl designation. Now, I still am kind of old school with that because in, you know, grade schools, you have to have bathrooms. And you tell the boys to go to the little boys' room. And you tell the girls to go to the girls' room. If you tell a kid to go to the restroom, they're going to need a sign to know which one they go into. So they don't see little boys go pee-pee and little girls go pee-pee. Now, somebody would argue, saying, well, why not? These kids see their brothers and sisters. Why do we have to hide little girls from boys standing at the urinal? Because we're not talking about, you know, five-year-olds and seven-year-olds. When you have a designated bathroom, and it's a school that has kids of all ages, you don't want a teenage boy there when the little girl has to go to the bathroom, and vice versa. So I do get the separation, and there is less assault you know, less same-sex assault that happens in public bathrooms. So it seems to be easier to separate the sexes or separate the genders. But that's not where we're going now. We're going now where if you have a boys' room or a girls' room, that's taboo. If you say boy or girl, if you say he or she, I'm being told that in colleges now, these papers that have to be written gender neutral. So some of the grammar is incorrect. The person walked into the room and they said this. Well, no. A person walked into the room is singular. You can't say they. You have to say he or she. You have to describe them. That's how we were taught, but no, not anymore. Use they or it. It. Are we now becoming robots? You know, I mean, the embracing of us being different is what makes us human. As a doctor, if you're African American, I want to know that. I shouldn't treat you with the same blood pressure medicine as I would treat an Asian or a Caucasian if you have different phenotypic traits based on your race. Same thing if you're Asian, Hispanic, you know, there's certain phenotypic, you know, people have different kidney function, even labs. Labs from the majority of laboratories out there will have a different reference range for those who are African American. It's about time we don't always try to lump everybody into the same, you know, category. We're different. And if we want to do, you know, if we want to do you justice and give you the best care, we identify you as an individual. And if you as an individual have some Middle Eastern blood, some Scandinavian blood, some African American blood, you know, and different traits, that's how I should treat you medically. Understanding those traits. But no, it's all about no, don't bring up race and, you know, ethnicity. Don't bring up gender. That's a problem. And so, you know, how many kids out there are gender fluid? The world is making it sound like the average kid doesn't know if they're a boy or a girl. I believe we do have a certain population that's transgender. Not all people in the LGBT community agree with that. Many people who are homosexual, they love their bodies, and they love who they are. Many homosexual men I know, they love being a man. They aren't transgender. And just because somebody is transgender doesn't mean they're homosexual. If somebody always wanted to be a girl and they're in a guy's body, that doesn't necessarily mean they're homosexual. Homosexuality is a wholly different definition. Homosexuality means you want to be with somebody of your gender. So, I don't know. I mean, this is one hospital. I'm sure other hospitals are going to follow suit. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
And drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that this Ebola outbreak could be facing a perfect storm as the World Health Organization issues this warning at a briefing in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Dr. Peter Salama warned of a perfect storm condition that could trigger a massive spread of the disease. Why? Because there are a lot of trends right now combating Ebola in the DRC, and they're really concerned. Now, apparently there's these attacks by armed groups, community resistance, and this could spread Ebola. If the World Health Organization and health ministers can't come in and do what they need to do, because there's all this conflict and political manipulation, they won't be able to fight successfully this growing outbreak of Ebola. Now, Congo's health ministry reports 150 cases of suspected or confirmed Ebola in the eastern part of the country. The World Health Organization said 100 people have already died. According to NBC News, various militant and rebel groups have been staging attacks in the area for years, but they've stepped up the fighting in recent weeks, making it even harder than it already was to fight the two-month-old outbreak. So Dr. Peter Salama said, we are now extremely concerned that several factors may be coming together over the next weeks or months to create a potentially perfect storm. The fighting is making it harder for aid workers to reach people, so they can't test or treat for Ebola, they can't vaccinate, and they say politicians are manipulating fears ahead of a local election. They say the resistance, driven by quite natural fear of this terrifying disease, is starting to be exploited by local politicians. So that's going to also make it difficult to extinguish the outbreak. They say people in the region are already traumatized by decades of conflict and a murder. They're fleeing in many places, and they are concerned that this outbreak could then now spread to neighboring Uganda. So you get this as people, you know, start to use this to their political advantage, and they go, all right, well, you see, you need us to stop Ebola. We have Ebola all over the place in this area. Some families may be like, you know what, I'm out of here. If Ebola's in the DRC, I'm out of here. And then they may go to Uganda or other nearby areas and then spread it if they weren't screened themselves. Now, this is the second outbreak of Ebola in the Congo this year. There was an outbreak in the western part of the country that was declared over back in July. That infected 53 people and killed 33. So they're having issues. And again, I mean, they're warning us. Yeah, you know, we're obviously scared that what happened was back in 2014 to 2016 could happen again. 11,000 people died, 30,000 confirmed cases. Now, the Congo, they get these cases smolder. This isn't the first time Ebola has surfaced. So since 1976, when it was discovered, there's been over 10 outbreaks. But authorities obviously have been successful. This is where things start to get a little nervous when they're like, look, we were successful in the past because we could get in there and do what we have to do. Now we're having people leave. We can't contain. We can't vaccinate. We can't get in there because of the fighting. That's a problem. Now, the World Health Organization has managed to vaccinate more than 11,000 people against Ebola, but you're also seeing more and more people reluctant to get the vaccine. You have a lot of people out there that don't trust governments. Not to mention, especially with these rebels out there, maybe they think that something's going to be contaminated. So they're really worried that this could spread. And we'll keep you guys posted. It's not easy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The taller you are, the more at risk you are to suffer from varicose veins. This is interesting. Scientists discovered that height genes can also cause the little valves in your veins to break down. And the taller the person is, the more likely they are to suffer. So a study of more than 490,000 people found that genes that code for height may also cause the valves in the veins to break down, causing the flow to go backwards and collect at certain points. So your varicose vein is a collapsed vein with the little valves that don't seem to work. So scientists from Stanford University hope that these findings will lead to treatments that target the genes behind the condition. Sufferers are currently forced to undergo surgery or laser treatment. And sometimes these varicose veins could be a warning sign for deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism. Now, technically, these varicose veins are superficial. But if you don't have good flow, that may not bode well. And they say the taller a person is, the more at risk. So this was a study done out of the UK, and they looked at genetic risk factors behind varicose veins of over 500,000 people. And then they found the DNA, there were some similarities between those that had varicose veins and those who were tall. So what does that mean if you have varicose veins? Well, if they're painful and if they bother you, get them addressed. There's also ways to screen for if you are more at risk of a coagulopathy or a clotting disorder. Smoking is never good. That puts you at risk for a DVT, a deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot that can then travel to the lungs and stop blood flow to the lungs so you can't get oxygenation. Smoking, extended travel without getting up and moving around. Cancer could put you at risk for blood clots. Pregnancy. So these are some things that we always are concerned about. I'm always trying to get up and stand just to get the blood flow going. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A New York woman claims that her laser treatment has now left her with blistering burns. She had done a routine laser treatment to remove sunspots, and then she ended up getting all these blistering burns all over her body, so she has sued. Maria Natale, 52 years old, said a dermatologist told her it will take up to a year for the second-degree burns on her stomach to heal, and she is going to be left with permanent scarring. She said the pain was so bad I actually started trembling. In fact, she was in so much pain she had to take her off her clothes. She couldn't even wear clothes. So apparently she was doing hair removal, or she had hair removal in the past. So she was like, okay, then great, then work on the sunspots. And then all of a sudden it started, you know, it burned her. And so it burned her instantaneously. She had an excruciating ride home. She started to see red stripes all over her body. And then they started to blister. So she went into this reaction that was from laser damage. And some of us may be more predisposed to that. Sometimes it could be the laser. But, like, for me, I was getting laser hair removal. Everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, I just reacted to the point where I needed steroid medication. I know some of you will say, well, Dahlia, you're hairy. Well, no, it wasn't that. It was I reacted to the laser. I know it's light. But sometimes the human body does not like these unnatural things. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, the NFL is facing backlash with these roughing the passer penalties. I don't know if you guys watched football yesterday. I didn't get to watch a lot because I was at Disneyland, but I still tried to, you know, kind of keep up on what was going on with the Cowboys and stuff. But apparently, people are getting pretty upset that it's all about the quarterback. And so the NFL is now kind of re-looking at what they're going to do in terms of people getting hurt. Because apparently one of the receivers linemen in the Dolphins had hurt himself, probably a season-crushing ACL injury, trying to not get a penalty for rushing the passer. And so there's a chance that some of these rules, and Witten, I believe, called them left wing, some of these rules may be actually injuring players more. And this is something we're going to be talking about later in the month, where as we try to progress and soften up the game, are more people getting hurt? And so seeing a player possibly be out for the season with an injury because he was trying not to hurt the quarterback, we're just now hurting more players. 1-877-DOCADALI, don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.